You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Thursday, hospital nurses and midwives will strike again due to there being no new pay offer on the table. The strike will take place for the full day on Thursday. We currently have David Waite on the phone with me now, who is the industrial advisor for the DHB sector for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. How are you, David?
Kia ora, Jemima. I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your afternoon to have a chat with me today.
Good.
Rightio. So to begin with, could you please explain why the strike is taking place this Thursday?
Yes, so we've been in negotiations with the DHBs now for, I think it's around 14 months, and we've really hit an impasse when it comes to a couple of issues, one around pay that fairly values the work of members, and also, really importantly, safe staffing levels that ensure that patients and our members are safe.
Now, how long have these negotiations that you've been making with the DHBs have been taking place? Because I feel like we've seen the nurses and the midwives in the news striking before quite a few times.
Yeah, that's right. So it's 14 months that we've been negotiating with them, and we're really at that point where they're failing to see sense and make a reasonable offer for members. And so we're kind of forced into this situation of taking strike action, and it's not a thing that our members take lightly, of course.
Yes. Now, on that point of members taking it lightly, hospital nurses and midwives are going on strike means that the running of hospitals sort of has to be reorganised. I've also heard that this time round it's been difficult to find people to work during the strike in some of the big districts, the big city district health boards. So understaffing was a concern, although they do believe that there are enough staff to make it work this time. Playing devil's advocate here, is it potentially holding up surgeries, leaving hospitals understaffed, the right price to pay for this sort of action?
Yeah, so we have been facing unsafe staffing conditions now for since before I started working. So, you know, we're talking at least 20 years ago, we're talking about a situation that's chronic and just getting worse. So, you know, so while we don't want to take strike action and we recognise the disruption that causes, we're doing this really for the future of the profession and ultimately to improve the health system. There is a time and a place for standing up and trying to make the profession better, and that's really where our members are at right now.
Now, you said there that it's been a 14-month negotiation period, which is a hugely, it's a very, very long time. Why has a change not been seen yet? Do you think that this time round there will be a change, or do you think it will just be more negotiation ahead?
Well, I think the minister's comments this morning, where he acknowledged that nurses and midwives are historically underpaid for the work that they do, and that Cabinet's released hundreds of millions of dollars to fund the pay equity outcome, that I guess gives us a degree of certainty that there will at some point have the pay issues resolved. I guess the thing that that members don't see now is any accountability for DHBs for the unsafe staffing situations that they're putting members and patients in.
I think that's all I've got for you, David, but thank you so much for giving me your time this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was David Waite, who is the industrial advisor of the DHB sector for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, speaking on the strike that will take place this Thursday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.